From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is pledging U.S. support for the democratic uprisings sweeping the Arab world, but his proposal for reviving Middle East peace talks has gotten an icy reaction in Israel. NPR's Scott Horsley says Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is likely to express his government's disagreement when he meets with the president at the White House today.
President Obama says ultimately it's up to Israel and the Palestinians to decide their fate, but he called for renewed negotiation towards a two-state solution, with boundaries generally defined by Israel's 1967 borders, before the occupation of East Jerusalem or the West Bank.
Palestinians should know the territorial outlines of their state. Israelis should know that their basic security concerns will be met.
Netanyahu quickly rejected that idea, calling such boundaries indefensible. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Syria's government is accusing President Obama of meddling in that country's internal affairs. Mr. Obama, in his speech on the Middle East, called for Syria's President Bashar Assad to lead the country to democracy or get out of the way. Syria's official news agency says those words amount to incitement. Human rights groups say more than 850 people have been killed in efforts by Assad's regime to quell the uprising in Syria. The former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, is expected to leave his jail cell in New York today and move to a private apartment in Manhattan, where he'll be electronically monitored while awaiting trial on sexual assault charges. NPR's Margot Adler reports Strauss-Kahn will be released after posting a $1 million bail.
Strauss-Kahn was originally deemed a flight risk since he was apprehended on an Air France plane as it was about to leave JFK Airport. He was indicted on 7 charges Thursday, all stemming from an alleged sexual attack of a housekeeper in a New York hotel. But defense attorneys managed to persuade the judge that he would not be a flight risk, his passport has been taken, and that he only wants to clear his name. There are 7 charges in the indictment, including attempted rape, sexual abuse, criminal sexual act, and unlawful imprisonment. His next court appearance will be June 6th. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Floodwaters are spreading in Louisiana as the crest of the Mississippi River works its way southward. Ed Glazer, a farmer in the town of Vidalia, says it's a no-win situation.
On one side of the levee, we're losing the crop because of the water, and on the other side, we're losing the crop because of no water. We need a rain, but at this stage, you're afraid to wish for anything. You don't know what you're going to get.
At the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Craig Fugate says the Corps of Engineers' move to divert water from the river to protect cities is working.
They've been able to take pressure off the mainline levee, and at this point, it looks like the extent of the flooding is known as part of design, but they're not looking at any failures to the mainline levee system.
This is NPR News from Washington. Former cycling champion Lance Armstrong is once again denying allegations that he cheated on his way to winning 7 Tours de France. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Armstrong's former teammate Tyler Hamilton says he saw Armstrong take banned performance-enhancing drugs before several of the victories.
In a CBS interview, Hamilton tells reporter Scott Pelley about his own drug use. He says he saw Armstrong take EPO, a banned oxygen-boosting drug, before the first 3 Tours that Armstrong won.
You saw Lance Armstrong inject EPO.
Yeah, like we all did. Like I did many, many times.
Armstrong defended himself via Twitter. He wrote, 20-plus year career, 500 drug controls worldwide, never failed a test. I rest my case. Federal prosecutors reportedly are building a case against Armstrong based in part on grand jury testimony by Hamilton and others. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Two spacewalking astronauts from the space shuttle Endeavour are working outside the International Space Station this morning. One of the astronauts is Drew Feustel, who radioed greetings to his wife as he floated toward the orbiting outpost.
I know folks at home are watching. I want to just say hi to everybody and thanks for coming out to watch, and special hello to my wife, Indy.
Feustel and fellow astronaut Taz Shamitoff are retrieving a science experiment and installing a replacement. They're also set to install a new communications antenna, and they'll begin work on one of the space station's cooling systems. This is the first of 4 spacewalks on Endeavour's mission. This is Endeavour's final flight before being retired. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for